from the context, since I don't have much history about College Station and its city management organization, you know, how often do you have two department heads say that they're leaving?
Having two department heads leave at the same time is pretty unusual. I think there was a time period, maybe in the 06, where we had a couple of department head vacancies at one time, but it's certainly not the norm for that to happen. And, you know, provides a lot of challenges and keeping the operations running. But on the other hand, we have some very good people within the organization, assistant directors and below, that can certainly step up on interim basis. So that's a good thing.
Have a Parks and Recreation person who wasn't with the city very long but is well known in the area. And then you have a public works director who has spent their entire professional life in College Station, and the combined depth of knowledge and experiences, while difficult to replace, it's not the first time you've been through this.
It's not. You know, we're a dynamic organization, and while we don't like turnover, if there was absolutely no turnover from any position, that would be a problem too, because periodically, you know, some new people, new thoughts, new ideas, new ways of doing business coming into the organization breathes new life into it. You certainly want to manage that and not have that turnover, particularly in the top management positions all at one time. But it's certainly not all a negative. There's certainly some pluses that can come from it. My preference would have been to have spread it out more. But, sometimes you don't get to make those calls.
What's the experience level like among the assistants and the rest of the organization within Parks and Recreation and Public Works?
Well, in Parks and Recreation, have an assistant director who's been there a few months less than Tony Cisnero was, David Schmitz. David, though, is certainly no newbie to the Parks and Rec world, having been the director of Parks and Rec for the city of Bryan for a number of years before coming over as our assistant. So very strong assistant director in Parks and Rec. A lot of strong superintendents that have been in their positions for a number of years in Parks and Rec. So a lot of depth in that department. And same thing in Public Works. Actually, there are two assistant directors in Public Works. One was more Bavisma focused, Pete Kaler, but also over the sanitation operations. And the other assistant director is Charles McLemore. He's done a lot of the operations stuff, street, fleet. But again, I believe he's probably been with us at least 15 or 20 years, best I can remember. So a lot of depth there, as well as the other staff. So both solid departments.
Mark Smith's leaving, when you consider that he's been there his entire professional life and he started in 1980, and 30 years later, you look back, for those who have lived here that long and they have seen such an explosive growth in College Station.
He really has, and I think he shared some of that with our management leadership team yesterday when he was letting them know that he was going to go ahead and retire and is taking another position elsewhere. But he was talking to the group about the changes that he's seen and what College Station looked like when he was a fairly recent graduate from Texas A&M and went to work for the city. And it is phenomenal, the change that he has seen in this community. And he takes great pride that he's experienced a lot of it. He did a lot of work as a assistant city engineer when the development processes, back in the 80s, up, I think, to the early 90s. So he has a lot of pride of ownership in the way this community looks, and that's rightfully so.
So now there are two department heads, and it's no secret that you're retiring early 2011. Walk us through the process at least of replacing department heads, noting that it'll be up to the city council to decide how the city manager will be selected.
Well, we will, after, again, while we have two department heads. We'll look at the organization structure, see how we're organized, the current setup, look at the internal structure of the city, existing employees, and the internal staff. And if, have no inclination, we want to make any major changes, but don't want to rule that out while you have two vacant positions, so we will look at that. But then we'll move forward in filling the positions. We have processes for internal applicants to apply as well as external applicants. We'll not be hiring an executive search firm for either one of these department head positions, so we'll do all that in-house. Certainly don't want to spend any money that we don't have to right now. But, best case, the process for either department head, Parks or Public Works, is going to take 3 or 4 months just to fill those positions. But again, the good news is we have some strong people that are currently as assistant directors in those departments. Even though David Schmitz has not been with the organization for a long period of time, he's certainly not a newcomer to the Parks and Rec world in Texas. So we'll be fine until we can fill those positions, but we are estimating it'll take, best case, 3 to 4 months.
The city's also on the back end of getting its 2011 budget taken care of. Part of that budget deals with eliminating positions which have been vacant. You will have a couple of more vacant positions coming up as department heads, and we've already talked about how there's going to be a search for new directors, but that will still leave a gap, perhaps, if somebody's promoted within. And I'm curious, if that happens, does that give an opportunity then to save additional money by filling vacancies, should they occur, if somebody's promoted to a director?
That will certainly be something that's considered. We continue to look at the organization of ways of, are we lean enough? Are there additional ways that we can save money? And I'm not going to say that would happen, Bill, but won't rule it out as a possibility. There could be some additional savings somewhere down the line as a result of one of these positions. Again, we'll just have to wait and see what plays out.